Well, good morning everyone, and it's so good again to welcome you to our Sunday service. Today we're thinking about the wonderful truth that our God is faithful, and in a world that's marked by unfaithfulness and broken promises, well, God's faithfulness stands out, and it fills us with security and with joy.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your face, singing what a faithful God have I.
So thank you again for your contacts. Keep them coming. I heard this week from Peter Livett, from Carol and Charles and Vicky. Heard from Graham and Anne and Jeanette. And they're all well. And we continue to thank God for his faithfulness and rejoice in the joy that it gives us from knowing our faithful God. So now let's turn to our Bibles, to Psalm 89 this week, Psalm 89. And if you bear with me a moment or two, as I try to contact George, a few clicks so, and then George will read this psalm for us.
Psalm 89, verses 1 to 8. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you.
Well, thank you, George, for that reading. And we, of course, have been looking for some time now at God's character, looking at what our God is like. And last time we reminded ourselves that he is a God of love. Today I want us to explore yet another moral character of our God, and the one that we're looking at this morning is that our God is faithful. And the word that we translate faithful in our Bible comes actually from the original word for being firm, something you can depend upon, to never let you down. And of course the word faithful itself contains that word faith, and faith is trusting, believing and relying on something or someone else. And so when we say that our God is faithful, we mean that he is the supreme trustworthy one, the one on whom you completely depend. He's the one who will never let you down. Over 60 times in the Old Testament God is called faithful, and one of the common pictures the Bible uses of God is of a rock, fixed, firm, something you can stand on securely, something that never wobbles, something that will never let you down. And there's only one rock who is totally dependable and secure, and that is our God. And today, I suppose more than ever before, everything our society previously depended on has crumbled. But not the one true God. He is unchanging. He is still there for us, reliable, strong, faithful. So for a few minutes, just let me encourage you from the Bible by reminding you of the faithfulness of our God. Now, the first thing I want us to see again is that God is the only one you can totally depend upon. Jesus said that our God is the one true God. There's only one. There's no other. Don't rely on or trust anything or anyone else. The God of the Bible is the one ultimate truth that you can trust your life and your future to. In church If you remember, we have a banner with these words of Jesus when he said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. Jesus is the truth. You can believe, you can trust in Jesus completely. He will never, and I say it again, he will never let you down. Jesus described the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. So our God is utterly, completely, totally dependable. And a second thing is that that dependability is seen in his word. King David, surrounded by enemies on every side, says in Psalm 12, everyone lies, their flattering lips speak with deception, but the words of the Lord are flawless. God's word is absolutely faultless and true. God is the truth, and therefore he always speaks truth. And we have God's speech. We have his words recorded there in the Bible, and you can trust it 100%. And when we looked some weeks ago at Our God is Powerful, we saw that there are actually some things that God cannot do. And one of the things God cannot do is lie. So Hebrews 6 says, it is impossible for God to lie. So if God says it, you can bank on it completely. The devil, of course, is the opposite of God. He is the deceiver. He's the liar, the father of lies, the origin of everything that is not true. And so we come to the truth that we must never meddle with the devil and the devil's ways in this world. But God's word in the Bible is totally trustworthy. The Bible will never deceive you. God's word will never leave you astray. Now, of course, we don't have to be silly about that. We have to interpret the Bible accurately and sensibly, of course. And God has given to his church teachers to help us. And so the rule is that everything that the Bible intends to teach us as true is true. And you can commit your life to it. You can depend on its truth to guide you and to stop you going astray. And then a third area of God's faithfulness that we remind ourselves of is that you can depend upon his promises. Can't depend upon promises that we see around us today. Just read this very morning that our Prime Minister promised over 60 times on air, apparently, that he would never allow chlorinated chicken into the country. The press are reporting that he's already agreed and broken that promise. He's agreed to allow them in. But our God is faithful, and you can depend 100% upon his promises. God's word includes many specific promises. The Bible really is all about how God has kept and will keep all his promises. God never breaks a promise. He gave Noah a sign in the sky that he promised never to flood the earth again all those thousands of years ago, and he never has. God made a promise to Abraham to give him a son and to give him many descendants, even though Abraham was far too old and Sarah, his wife, was barren. But of course, God's promise came true. God had guaranteed it. And the New Testament begins with a full record of God's people, all who have seen God's promises come true in their lives. And so, the Apostle Paul says that all the promises of God are yes and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the fulfillment of all God's promises. But God is not just faithful to his promises. Our God is faithful to his people. God is committed to us in love. Faithful love that is guaranteed. I've met over the years so many Christians who have lost their own assurance that God loves them. Something has happened. Some drift, some sin, failure, some sadness, loss, whatever. And these words of the psalmist ring out to us. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures while I'm being good, while I'm trying my best. No, his love endures forever. God is our faithful God, trustworthy. What he says is true. You can depend on it forever. He promises, and he has never broken one promise, and he never will. God has faithful love for you, and nothing at all can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we come and we trust him in every circumstance of life, and we trust him in death. Do you know it glorifies God when we trust him? But you can't trust him and his promises to you if you don't know what those promises are or what God has said. That's where many people go wrong. They try to trust God for things that he has never promised to give us, like a carefree, trouble-free, pain-free, every problem solved life. Actually, when you read God's word, you find that he's promised his children the opposite of that. So I know you've heard it 100 times before, but read your Bible. Read it every day. It's a bit like that, this washing your hands thing. We keep on hearing it, but it's true. It's true. It's only as you do it that you find that it works. So get to know what God has promised in his word every day, and trust him. Expose yourself to the truth of God's word, and he promises that you will grow and experience, not just know about, you'll experience day by day God's faithfulness to you. And as we do that and experience our God's faithfulness, we will become more and more like our Father in heaven, as we ourselves become more trustworthy people. And so Jesus said to his disciples, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Be like your Father in heaven, who is faithful. Amen. And so now our prayer. Father God, we ask you to help us to trust you, to trust your love for us, to give ourselves and our lives to you and your plans and your promises for us. Help us to believe that your desire for every true Christian is to bless them through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do thank you, and we worship you for that. Amen. And so, the next time, we'll be looking at the truth that our God is holy. That our God is holy, holy, holy. Well, that's next time. Just to let you know, I think only one person got the answer to last week's question, or at least only one person let me know. And the answer, of course, was that Moses' mother's name was Jochebed. Well, I'll give you an easy one this week. And the question this week is simply this: who cut Samson's hair? Was it Delilah? Was it a servant? Or was it one of the local Philistine officials? There we are. Let me know what you think. Have a look in your Bible. And as we close now, let's close with that great hymn that speaks to us of God's great faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been,
peace.